According to statistics from the American Cancer Society, African Americans have the highest death rate and shortest survival of any racial and ethnic group in the U.S. for most cancers. This reflects social and economic disparities more than biological differences. Pat Turner, the event coordinator for the festival's 5K walk, thinks African American health mirrors the problematic health of the whole nation.
We're obese, we have high blood pressure, we have cancer, we have diabetes. Only some of these things are more prominent in the African American race, partly because of the non-healthcare that we got in the past, and partly because we grew up eating fatty foods, salt, etc.
The 5K walk is dedicated to the legacy of Felicia Wintons Taylor. She was one of the founding members of the Black Heritage Festival and a bookstore owner.
She was an entrepreneur, and she started a bookstore carrying books for Black readers because there was nothing around the area. I would say nothing around Tampa, but I don't even think it was Tampa Bay that they had anything like it. Books for Thought was the name of the store.
Taylor died of breast cancer in 2009, a disease that is less likely to develop amongst the African-American women, but once diagnosed, they're more likely to die from it than non-Hispanic whites. Pat Turner says this is why the organizers of the Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival decided to raise the awareness and provide the festival participants with free health checks.
We take blood sugars and blood pressures before the walk. Then after they've done the walk and they've come back, and we do it again if they want it done. And there is a difference. The blood sugar has gone down. The blood pressure has gone down. It's amazing. You think they'd be out there walking really fast and the blood pressure, it brings the blood pressure down. In the health tent, you're going to find people from Moffitt Cancer Center. You're going to have people from the Cancer Society, people for diversity from USF. Health department alone brings their dental people out, and they give out toothbrushes and information. The lead people from the health department will come out and warn everybody about lead and where you find it. The health bus is going to come up. They'll do HIV checking, and they will help us out with the cholesterols.
But the festival is dedicated not only to the African-American health issues. Ruby Jackson, the festival chair, says the festival is anchored around the works of Martin Luther King and those who continue the fight for equality.
The mission of the Black Heritage Festival is to promote and just be a vehicle for African Americans in the community and to keep the legacy and the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King alive. African Americans have contributed a lot to the world. And we like to celebrate that through our festival here in Tampa Bay.
While some of the festival events might have already taken place, Jackson thinks there are still events worth attending.
On Tuesday evening, we have a living history event at the John F. German Library here downtown. And we are going to showcase Harry T. and Harriet V. Moore, who were two civil rights workers back in the early 1900s who fought for equality. On Wednesday, we have a wonderful leadership luncheon from like 11:30 to 1:30 at the University Area Community Center. Our speaker will be Shirley Sherrod. And on Thursday is a very exciting evening because we kind of dedicate that evening to youth in the community. We'll have a speaker, Dr. Reverend Karen Morris, who was a part of Operation Breadbasket after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. So he'll be here. We have a wonderful movie at the Tampa Theater here downtown.
For more information about upcoming events, visit tampablackheritage.org. For WMNF News, I am Lenka Davis.